This is Uncivilized Behavior.
Hello, this is Uncivilized Behavior. My name is Josh Musser, and with me is the very angry and upset Jerry Johnson. Hey. I hate my life. Because this is a comedy show, and we like to not be comedic. Isn't that right, Jerry Jones?
Yes, you can all go die.
Yep. And in this week, that's our theme of the week. You can all go die. It's not really, but we can do that. We can say that because it's our show. First thing, I just would like to know why you're so angry.
I just am. This has been a shit week. One thing after another. Just piles up on top of things.
Explain yourself.
Okay. I'm overworked, underpaid, underappreciated. you can kind of go with that.
I appreciate you. I do appreciate you, Jerry Jones. However, there is no lie that I underpay you. I'm sorry.
One of those things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully the show can make you happy.
Woo!
Yeah?
Yeah.
Come on, get pumped.
Let me get some vodka. That would make me happy.
No time for shit? Like, what does that mean?
I haven't had time to do anything this week.
Like, what is it personal, or are you just, like, what?
Yeah. It's something I'd rather not speak about on UB.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't do that then, because...
I will talk about some of the things I was doing this week. It's just some things I will leave off, but I have been doing some voice work this week, but ooh. I've been having to deal with those clients. You know the kind I'm talking about, Josh.
Like paying or not?
No, paying.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's just, and it, you know, there's nothing worse than having to rework someone's entire script because it was absolute shit before. And they know it's shit. And they're like, yeah, make it better.
Yeah, we do not so good.
Yeah, it was like, oh, you're freaking kidding me, right? Oh. So now I have to make them sound interesting when they're actually dull as shit.
Oh, well, that's the voice actor's job, right?
Yeah, that's, and I'm doing quite well, I think, all things like, considered.
Like, I don't know, you can't say the content, I guess.
I can't, no.
Okay, like, the script for this is these golf clubs.
Exactly.
And you have to do it like, check out these motherfucking golf clubs.
You got it. Like, you got it. It's like, oh God, shoot me, please. This is the most boring shit I've ever done in my life.
At least you getting paid, yo.
This is true. This is true.
Getting paid.
So.
Well, it's all right. I've had a very non-eventful week, I guess you could say. However, I did get a new game called Tropico 4. Not that anyone cares.
Okay.
But it's interesting.
Yeah.
Have you ever played SimCity?
Yes.
Yeah? It's kind of like a SimCity type of game, but it's a little bit more over the top and fun than that. It's pretty much your dictator, and it's very in the lines of Cuba and Fidel Castro and that sort of thing.
Oh, awesome.
Making fun of that kind of stuff. And it takes place even in the 50s, you know, during that whole communist missile crisis time. And it's pretty fun. You pretty much you are the dictator, and you have to make all these islands into like world powers, and you know, work their economy and build buildings and take care of the people. And there's different factions that you have to please and have relations with other countries.
I have one question about it.
What's that?
Do you get to blow shit up?
No. You do get to put hits out on people. Though.
Okay, close enough. As long as somebody dies, I'm good.
You are in a violent mood.
Just a little.
All right.
Well, oh my.
With that said, I think we should move on to World of the Tea.
He's a jackass. word of the day.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Are you going to play the bumper?
No, I said I wasn't.
All right.
I'm not even fucking paying attention today. Earlier I said I'm not going to play the bumper. Jerry Jones, you motherfucker.
All right. Well, this this word of the day for this week is miticism.
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 I'm not sure how to take that.
Yeah, well, you can take it like this.
Ooh.
The incorrect or excessive use of the letter M.
Which is ironic, because that begins with the letter
because
M.
Because it starts with the letter M.
Today, little kiddies, the show is brought to you by the letter M, so motherfucking off. What? Doesn't
yeah.
make sense. Whatever. All right. Miticism, right?
Miticism.
Miticism. That sounds like a botched penis cut. What is it? What do you call that?
That's
circumcision. Penis cut.
Penis cut, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Oh, boy. So glad you're not in the medical profession.
Speaking of botched, Facebook stock just went out today.
Yes, it did.
And did you buy any stock, sir?
I did not, because I predicted that this would happen.
Because they're way too expensive to start off with, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's nowhere to go.
Nope.
They can't go up very much further.
Nope.
They went up, what, like 48 cents?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they did.
At Facebook, it's you should have done this a lot earlier.
Yeah, a lot earlier. And before you brought the timeline out.
Yeah.
Because people hate the timeline.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I really do hate this news. Like, usually when Facebook changes crap, which they do way too much in the first place, but usually when they change crap, everyone's like, oh, no, I hate that, strange, blah, 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 and then they get over it. This newsfeed timeline bullshit, it's how long has it been out? How long?
A few months at least.
It's been, I feel like it's longer than that. It's shitty, though. This thing sucks.
It is. It's
the new newsfeed.
I still don't have the timeline.
It's really sad. I change it just because they're going to force me to change it anyway.
Yeah, they're going to force me to change it, but I'm not going to go willingly. Mine's not changed, damn it. Nope. Mine's not changed.
Tammy's an advocate for change, apparently.
Yeah, she's all about it, but no.
She's like, you should change your shorts, tired marks, man. Tread marks, what do you call them?
Right.
I don't know how to speak today. I don't know. My vocabulary is in the toilet.
It is. But it's okay. Your tang is a little tangled up, but you'll get okay. Tang is a little tangled up.
Okay. All right. Well, Facebook stock. Facebook, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg and your Asian girlfriend, go fuck yourself.
You know, and he is the biggest ass. He really is.
I'm sure he is, but I feel like I don't feel right basing it off of that movie.
Oh, no, I don't base it off the movie.
Okay.
He's just the biggest ass.
Wait, have you met him?
That's irrelevant, but he is the biggest ass.
Well, to put things into perspective, two things here. One, he's rich and you're poor, so you kind of have that against him. Because I do. And two is that you hate everyone today, so everyone's the biggest
ass. This is true.
I'm pretty sure I'm the biggest ass right now to you. Right?
You're getting there.
Okay, good.
But
if I can
know
piss
what?
You off by the end of this episode, that'll be a first, and I'll be proud of it. And then you'll go the ways of a certain person.
It'll just make me want to punch people.
But you know what else has punch?
What?
Cocktails.
With
emphasis
punch?
On emphasis on the cocktails.
Oh, indeed.
Yes. Cocktails with Punch is our sponsor. You click on the link. Go to uncivilizedbehavior.com. Click on the image, is what I meant to say, on the right-hand side of our website. They are wonderful. You get hundreds of world-class cocktail recipes for just, get this, $7. That should make you happy, Jerry Jones.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
You know what makes me even happier?
What?
The fact that I get not just the one book, but I get two other books along with it.
Holy crap, are you serious?
Yep, absolutely.
Wow, for $7. Wow, 3 books for $7, cocktail recipes and all sorts of things. Put that on your shelf. If you buy that, not only are you supporting that author, but you're also supporting the show. So please do support that and get them books.
Absolutely, and drink until you have no emotions anymore.
And drink until you're get liquor dick and fail to perform a media money shot.
I liked that. Very good transition.
The Media Money Shot.
All right. Oh, excuse me.
Did you spit? You spitzed a little?
Excuse me on that. That came out of nowhere.
He had a little phlegm. It's all right. It happens.
I tried to talk and it just came out.
Yeah, that's how I explained the premature ejaculation last night.
I tried to talk and I jizzed in my pants. Okay. Media Money Shot, The Dictator. I'm sure you've heard of this. You've seen the trailers. It's now in theaters with Sacha Baron Cohen. Have you seen the movie yet, first of all?
I have not seen the movie yet.
This is one movie I think I'm going to wait for Redbox. And it's not that, I mean, I probably will laugh at it, but yeah. I just don't think it's worth $20 to go see.
No.
And the thing is, like, the other thing is what people have been telling me who have seen it, and also from past Sacha Baron Cohen movies, is that, I mean, you go to Borat, right? Remember
yeah.
Borat? Borat was awesome. That was hilarious. I love Borat. Yeah. And then you got to Bruno, which was funny, but it got weird.
Yeah, real fast, too.
It got weird really fast, and apparently this is no different. Sacha Baron Cohen's just on this downslide of, like, what the hell is wrong with you? Apparently in A Dictator, there's some funny parts which are mostly shown in the trailers. But then he's like, there's other things where he's like talking about fucking like 14-year-old boys and shit like that.
Oh god.
Yeah, right? So are you yawning?
Maybe.
You're a bitch. You're a bitch. Sorry, that was yawning earlier too. It is 11:48.
This conversation bores me. No, the only thing I know, the only thing I find humorous about what I've seen of the movie so far is the fact of that point where he throws, I think this is the same movie, he throws the trash can and hits the taxi cab.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's four things that happen in the trailers. There's one where he throws a trash can, and then I think it's the same one where this guy comes into the store, he's like, hey, can you make it snappy? And he just turns around and slaps the shit out of him. which made me laugh, actually. And then the other one where the people are having a baby, and he's like, oh, it's a girl. What's a trash can?
Oh, yeah. I just like the trash can one, mainly because that actually made my wife laugh.
Well, the funniest part, I think, I would laugh at, and these people have been telling me the same, is that the part where they're in a helicopter, and he's sitting next to the other Arabian guy, and there's two white people in there with them, and they start just talking, like, Arabic.
Oh yeah,
and you're like, in the subtitles, you're like, oh, I'd love to see fireworks over the Statue of Liberty, and he's just like,
yeah. I saw that in the previews. That was pretty funny.
Yeah,
that was pretty funny. And you can't lie. You would think the same thing.
I
would be like, oh shit.
Apparently, there's other parts where the guys like, there's another part where the guys like, I bet I can. Count down to five faster than you, and then they like hold hands and raise them over like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and the people start screaming. And then they are also talking, like, one guy's like, oh, I got a new vest, and he's like pointing at his vest, because of bomb vests.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I get it.
It's funny. Sure. Funny, but yeah, I'm with you. I think I'm gonna wait for this one to either hit Netflix or Redbox.
Probably gonna hit Redbox first.
Probably.
All right.
More than why.
Well, Sacha Baron Cohen.
It's me a doctor then.
Sacha Baron Cohen. The other thing, one other thing. Sacha Baron Cohen, I think he's an awesome actor. He was in Sweeney Todd. Not that I liked Sweeney Todd all that much, but he was good. He was also in Hugo. Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
Yeah, he was in Hugo. He's the security police guy thing.
Yeah.
He's a really good actor. It's just that when he starts making his own shit, he's fucking weird.
He is really weird. This is why actors need to just stick to acting for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, well, good for him. It's just like 14-year-old boys, really. Yeah.
Maybe he thought it was funny.
I guess so.
But I'm pretty sure autobiographical stuff does not make good movies. Okay.
Moving on. What the fuck is wrong with you, Sacha Baron Cohen? That's all I have to say. All right.
So now, okay, since obvious that I have this very aggressive mood going on, let's break this down a little bit. Just work with me here, Josh. Have you ever had those days where you just are just, you understand that you're overly aggressive, but you can't figure out how to turn it off?
I think so. I know what you're talking about. Usually it starts in the morning and I'm just angry in the morning, and then I get in my car.
I get in my car
and then everyone's just pissing me off because they're going slow and shit. And
yeah,
I think so.
I can't understand this for the life of me, because for the most part I laugh a lot. You know that. Everybody who listens to the show, for God's sakes, knows that. I like to laugh. I like to keep it pretty light. But just for some reason today, I can't do that. I just absolutely cannot. I just want to strangle people today.
What would you do if I came over and slapped you?
You would die, sir.
Makes me want to do it.
You know what? You want to make the drive all the way down here to Georgia. Knock yourself out.
Ding dong. Hello, smack. That'd be hilarious.
Just know if you're in my house, I could kill you legally. Because
Tammy would probably get to it first.
Yeah, Tammy probably would be clawing out your eyes before I could even get to you.
Oh, down in Georgia.
You're like, you damn Yankee, get out of my house.
Would she really say Yankee?
No, she wouldn't.
Okay, good. Because that's such a...
I might.
Oh, God. I don't know why that... That kind of stuff, the southern stuff, like that, not southern stuff, but like that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
You damn Yankee, or fucking, don't tread on me, like, God, Jay, we had this discussion before, and I think we were at a little bit, we agreed to disagree kind of thing, but damn, just shut the fuck up, just shut up.
Well, here's a little something that we say around here, and you won't get it, but I will kind of get it. And it's funny to me, so you're just going to have to deal with it, damn it. Do you know the difference between a Yankee and a damn Yankee?
One's overpaid?
No. A damn Yankee is the kind that come down here and don't go back home.
Oh.
And that's the absolute truth, by the way. That's how we categorize.
I thought that was just black people and other minorities.
Nope.
That's why they try and get to Atlanta and they don't leave. That's where the airport is, so they stay there.
Stay there. They just spread out. you do a graph of all of the areas of Atlanta and just do it like an epidemic. It's just blacking
they
out.
Just, they're just slowly moving out because they can't just venture forth or else...
Swarm of ants or something.
Jesus Christ. That's the it's possibly the most racist thing I've heard you say on here. I'm glad your hate can be channeled into laughter.
I really don't hate black people. It's just funny the way I said that.
You just try and drink while you're laughing.
I am. I needed some water. I was gonna.
That's not a good idea. You're gonna die. You're gonna drown yourself. You're gonna drown like a swarm of ants in water.
I tell you what.
I just got what I said. Oh, this is so rude. Shit.
This is a Midasism right there. No, you know what? That is the biggest piece of crap. Oh wait. No.
How is that a Midasism?
I did. Midasism. Sorry, my friend. But let's talk about some cupcake.
Hey, you know what else was a Midasism?
What?
Media money shot.
Oh, this is true.
Boom! That was mine.
Our whole show is about Midasisms.
Yeah, sir.
We have media money shot, missed connections, mama. You know,
mama.
Mama.
Thank you, Lady Gaga. Mama.
Right. Your last name even has the M there, huh?
Ah, yeah, I got the Musser.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding, it's Musser.
You have
don't ever
Musser. 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 Musser.
Musser.
Can you braid that shit? No.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Can actually.
So let's talk about these things that you found that I have to say are just wonderful.
Oh, it's what the fuck?
What the
cupcake? Yes, what the fuck time it indeed is.
You have got to show the picture to the live
there
stream.
There it is, live stream. This is cupcakes in sausage casings. I'm going to move this over here. Yeah, that's a cupcake in a sausage casing. And apparently they just feel like just randomly combining things. It's not really combining necessarily because it's just a sausage casing. It's not like there's any flavor, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just it takes on the flavor of other things. It's just getting past that whole.
However, you do grill these, apparently. Cupcake sausages. That's what it is.
That's
But the thing, I mean, it's I probably eat it just because, I mean, it's just cupcake, right? However, it just looks like a turd. Well, first thing I thought it was like a really old banana that you sit in the freezer for a long time.
Yeah, okay.
But then I looked at it, I was like, is that shit? Because the first thing is actually, the first thing I saw was like just that one right here for those who are looking in the live stream pointing at it. But then as I go down, I was like, oh, sausage casing. And then I saw this picture. That just looks nasty.
That looks incredibly nasty. Why does it resemble a condom so much?
It's just the coloration of it. Like, it's all white and stretched out. It looks like there's jizz mixed in with it, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I wonder if that's what it looks like.
Probably, because this is... this used to be Big Golan.
Oh, that is true. That is true. This looks like a straight-up turd. I'm sorry to cut you off with that.
Right, yeah, it does.
They have like, it on a grill, and the sausage starts grilling, but there's still some chocolate melting through, so it looks like a fresh turd.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been pinched off and everything.
Pinched off? That is some professional pinching, sir.
Absolutely.
Wow. If I met that man who could pinch off a turd like that, I'd shake his hand after he washed it.
Very good idea.
Yeah. What were you going to say? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you didn't cut me off. I was just...
Oh. Here's a basket full of them. But then this is odd too. This is what they do. They serve it on a what is this? He explains it up here. Explains it. Blah blah blah. Oh, here we go. Cupcakes on Long John donut buns with raspberry jelly ketchup. It's not actually ketchup. It's not actually buns. It's a donut with raspberry jam spread on it like ketchup. So it looks like a sausage. But it is a tasty treat, apparently. I would definitely try it.
I would try it, too. The thing is, couldn't they have picked a different flavor other than chocolate so that it didn't look so much like shit?
I think they should have gone with a strawberry at first. Because that would have been most appealing to the
eye. It's like bloody shit.
What? No, there's not going to be any brown in it at all. Like, if your shit came out straight pink, there's something wrong.
Yeah, I... Oh, okay. Well, then I might not want to see a doctor.
Oh. I'm sorry.
But no, I mean, a different flavor or something. You know, I understand that they're trying to create the illusion that these are like real sausages, but really?
Yeah. I don't know. I would try it. That's all.
No, I would try it too. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
if you get past the way that it looks, the shit part of it, it looks, other than that, it looks actually pretty appetizing. What do you?
Hell, I've had mountain oysters. I can deal with a little cup of dirt.
Wait, what? Mountain oysters?
Yeah, you've never heard of mountain oysters?
Oysters living in the mountains? Are they hillbilly oysters?
No.
What? Tell me.
Pig kit testicles.
Oh.
Fried pig testicles.
Ew, you ate those? Dude, you've had balls in your mouth?
Yep.
Wow. Well, I'm going to tell Andrew that, and you've got no reason to make fun of him. and his gay porn.
And they were delicious. Oh, no, they weren't actually.
You should go on Fear Factor. You should go on Fear Factor.
No, because there's only one problem with that. They would know ahead of time that I'm afraid of maggots, and that would end that.
Yeah, they probably do ask you what you're afraid of.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'd...
That would... Not.
The whole contest for me would be heights and spiders and... I don't know what the third thing would be, but heights and spiders would freak me the fuck out.
My oldest son is absolutely terrified of spiders. I didn't see that one coming. Luke, he absolutely screams like a little girl.
Well, he and I would go hide, and the wife would be the one to smash it because I
are you even afraid? Do you have granddaddy long legs up there?
Daddy Long Legs? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Are you even afraid of those?
I used to not be, but now they do kind of freak me out. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, yeah. He's even afraid of those.
I mean, there's worse spiders to be around, even though those are the most poisonous spiders around, but they can't bite you, which is nice.
Right.
I used to like them. I used to pick them up when I was little, and play with them and, you know, accidentally rip off their legs and stuff and watch them twitch.
Well, they have very thin legs, so it's easy to do.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't psychotic. I wasn't, like, torturing.
Yeah, no, it's just easy to pull off their legs.
However, I get so pissed off at, like, flies and things like that,
uh-huh,
that I try to catch them just so I can torture them. I want to teach them, like, hey, this motherfucker, this will teach you to fly around my face a billion times during the day. How do you like this? You're no longer having fucking wings. You can't fly around no one else's face, can you, bitch?
You're no longer a fly, now, you're a wolf.
And now I'm going to keep you alive long enough for me to kill the rest of your goddamn family, you bitch. That's how I act towards flies. I'm a nutcase with flies.
That's only mildly psychotic.
A little bit, probably. Yeah.
Just mildly.
Okay. Any last words on shitty cupcake things?
No.
All right, it's time for Missed Connections.
Ooh, Missed. Ooh, Connections.
All right, Missed Connections. You know our brand of Missed Connections. We do these in nice little voices for your entertainment. Oh. And I believe we have 1, 2, 3.
We have four.
Four. Cool. Two each. So, mm-hmm, who wants to do the first one here?
I think you could do this one first.
All right. What would you like him to do?
Bend over backwards. Let's see. This guy just seems like an awesome douchebag, and you do that voice so well. Go ahead. Knock it out of the park.
Douchebag.
Douchebag.
Now I'm trying to think of douchebag voice. When did I do a douchebag voice?
You can do a douchebag voice, trust me.
What? When did I do a douchebag?
A few episodes back.
I don't remember this.
You did an excellent douchebag.
Okay.
Channel your inner
I'll try.
Just
I'll try.
Let it go.
I'll try. Alright. UT girls not brave enough for secluded campus encounters. You! With an exclamation point. Slim, wait, why am I talking like this? No. Slim with the black hair. I can't do it. I am not channeling shit. I'm out of my
group
today. Fine,
go for African American. You've got it.
Okay. You, Slim with the black hair. We had the whole floor of the law library. God damn it, what is wrong with me? Oh, God. Okay, all right, take two. You, Slim with the black hair, we had the whole floor of the law library, now apparently being renovated to ourselves. I can't do it without your damn accents. It's your fault, I blame you.
It's my fault.
It was late at night. We were both stealing glances at each other. We got around to talking at last, and I asked you if you were going to be studying all night. Oh, yes, all night, you said. Pausing to smile invitingly before you added, at least that's the plan. There were plenty of empty dark rooms, offering stupid amounts of fooling around possibilities for us. I like adding random adjectives. But you ended up being too scared to go beyond anything but the blind under the table groping. Constantly scanning. Why am I talking like this? You know why I'm talking like this? You know why? It's because I just watched Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Is you is, or is you ain't my constituents?
I done RUNNOFT.
Alright, but you ended up being too scared to go beyond anything but the blind under the table groping. Constantly scanning the area as if some unseen, possibly Catholic, authority figure was gonna leap upon us. Formicators! That's the way this guy's talking, too. Screw it, I'm doing it that way. I'm sorry. You can pick your next one if you like. I just put my mic in the other. This is a horrible beginning. I'm sorry. Alright, try again. And, I don't know, lock us in a frightening gun store bondage basement to be sodomized, which would seemingly contradict whole Catholic impression I first had. Anyway, for some reason, the countless shadow nooks and crannies we could have been cavorted in and seemed less favorable to you than our table in the middle of the room, devoid of any cover whatsoever. Maybe you were afraid I would murder you or something. Whatever. The building's closed. I left frustrated that we had come so close to a possibly fulfilling impromptu encounter.
Turn into Reverend Sharp.
And you, really hot blonde in the PCL lab at one night. We made out for a minute or two. I got handfuls of your gray ass, though, through your tights. We heard somebody coming around the corner, broke apart, waited for them to pass. After that, you seemed to lose your nerve, even though we were literally standing right in front of an empty room no one had any reason to enter. You were convinced that somebody would walk in on us, so our encounter, which had only just been starting to get really hot, came to an abrupt and lame separate ways ending, air quotes. I went home that night with a seemingly permanent erection and masturbated frustration and anger against God, against all the world. It could have been so good. And goddamn you, gorgeous short-haired brunette with the Death From Above 1979 tote bag and great taste in music, who I ran into the union, into the union. God, I gotta write these passages better. The place was practically dead, and those bathroom stalls on the third floor are impossibly clean. I tried to explain this to you, but you, too, lacked the courage, convinced that we would be heard. Please, you tea girls, I like private, homemade sex as much as anybody, but these opportunities are rare, goddamn semi-public sex unicorns. They will not roam the halls of the retirement home you will eventually inhabit once your children have backstabbed you and imprisoned you there. But then you will be drooling and possibly rambling about the time Uncle Joe left all the cat food out, and the cats ate too much of it, and it smelled awful in that house for days, until the cat finally died and a wild coyote or summit dragged a carcass into the forest one night. No, are you my husband? What the fuck am I talking about anymore? I'm so mad. I've got a raging heart on. I just gotta go beat it. Just make the semester a little more exciting, ladies. Go fuck yourselves.
Oh, indeed.
Holy crap. That's a fun voice to do, but I cannot channel anything else but that. Maybe it's out of my system now.
I hope you got it all out.
Oh, all right.
Oh, are my.
Do you have the hamsters? Is that you?
Yeah, all hamsters right. Is me.
All right. Can you do like a John Waters type voice? Maybe a little bit more nerdy, but kind of creepy.
John Waters.
Do you know who John Waters is?
No.
Oh, you know what you can do? Like the, well, you know what I mean? Like the really flamboyant, creepy guy.
Oh, well, okay, I could do that.
Yes.
Taxidermied hamsters for sale. I have a family of taxidermied hamsters for sale. They are perfect for the kid who wants a hamster, but you know damn well won't take care of them. Just buy a cage, pose them in it, and tell the kids to enjoy. If the kids ask why they aren't moving, just explain to them that happy hamsters keep still. These hamsters were originally bought with love and taken care of very well. Then, as is usually the case, my little bastard kid, he lost interest and kept forgetting to feed them. One by one, they dropped off. I couldn't bear to flush the cute little things down the toilet, so I bought a taxidermy kit and I stuffed them good. The best part about these guys is they won't soil the cage or cost anything in food. They'll just give hours of pleasures like live hamsters, except up the butt. Call or email me with an offer so you can begin your new life as a hamster owner. I deleted the number. Thank you, Joe Buzzy.
Buzzy. That's a good voice. You should keep that one. Keep that one in your arsenal.
In my repertoire.
Repertoire.
My repertoire. Mm. I've used this voice before. I did it as the geometric storyteller, as you guessed by the name. I like to tell stories.
This is a... That was kind of creepy. The taxidermied hamsters staying in here.
Mm-hmm. That is really creepy. And my little bastard kid. I love that. Now, it started out. Why did it start out? I don't know. But it's my little bastard kid.
Bastard. All right. Next so one. Hateful. You or me?
You can take this one.
All right. What would you like me to do? And hopefully I can do it. Just do everything like a Southern preacher Baptist.
You just need the fear of a Jesus.
Amen.
In your soul. Hallelujah.
Praise be to Jesus.
Oh, okay. You're still going to get lynched. Oh.
Oh, God, that's horrible. It's all your fault. You're angry and racist.
I am very angry today. I'm maybe not racist. Maybe a little. But anyway. Do this in a foreign guy voice.
Foreign guy?
I don't care. Foreign guy.
Okay, okay. I'll try. I don't know what kind of foreign this is going to be, but I'll do it.
Just any kind of foreign. I don't freaking care.
Dear guide, masturbating in the bathroom stall at my work. Okay, I get it. You had to rub one out. I know the feeling. Maybe it was thinking about that totally hot little minx in purchasing that you got going on. Or you got some steamy email from your wife. Whatever it was, you just needed a little release. So I still don't... We had to leave. We've been there, my friend. But if I may be so bold as to offer a few tips. One. Location, location, location. Maybe it was the bathroom closest to your desk. Maybe it has bigger stalls, more elbow room. Whatever the reason, the bathroom just off the factory floor is not your best choice. It is a huge for a reason. There are about 80 to 90 workers on that factory floor at all times, plus about 30 to 40 office workers. And there's almost always at least one person who needs to take a squirt. Number 2. Silence is golden. While we all might empathize with your situation, no one wants to hear you slap your slummy. And we certainly don't want to hear the gentle grunts you were letting out. It was like being forced to listen to the audio of a bad gay porn soundtrack, minus the cheesy Casio keyboard jazz funk fusion music. Keep it down, will ya? Number 3. Ms. Manners says, okay, so you had a poor choice in bathrooms and you are just naturally loud. Even an elemental problem such as these can be overcome by following number 3. When someone comes into the bathroom, stop! Seriously, I don't think that would be the easiest rule to follow. I think that would be the easiest rule to follow. I do think that. I'm a little off my rocker. Did you not hear me open the door? Did you not hear me pull the ass gasket from the holder? Tear off those 3 annoying pieces that hold the center in place and sit down? Good God, man! Another man is taking a shit not 8 feet away from you. Shouldn't that take the bloom off the rose, so to speak? Number 4. Good fences make good neighbors. This is the most important rule of all. If you have been caught rubbing one out in the men's room, do not under any circumstances come out of your stall until the all affected parties have left the bathroom. I'm never going to be able to get the picture out of my head of you going over to the sink right next to me I was at and looking at me in your mirror with a big contented smile while you're washing your hands. All the jizz sliding down the sink and clogging our drains. They don't make a body soap strong enough for the ick I felt after that. No amount of showering tonight will do, I'm afraid.
Very nice. Was
that a good foreign voice?
That was a very good foreign voice.
That was just a general foreign voice.
Yeah, it worked great. I have no idea what nationality you're from, but it's great.
It was a cross between like Sweden and Indian.
It works. So you're from Swedindia?
Swedindia. Yeah, sure. That's...
Thank you for calling the IKEA hotline.
For shit that fell apart, press 1.
For someone who doesn't give a shit about your problem, press 2. If you'd like to buy weed, press 3.
Very nice. All right, so what kind of voice are you thinking for this one for me? This next one
Let's see. Can you do like a really bratty, snotty kid? Like, hey, fat bottom! Like, something like that.
I can give it a try.
All right, you know what I'm talking about, though? Like, the bully is just really asshole.
I'm trying to... Oh, God. I don't do kid voices very well, so this is going
to
be...
It doesn't have to exactly sound like a kid, but no. Vain.
I know, this is going to be funny as hell. Oh, no, fatty. That's not for you. Hey, fatty, I don't think you... don't see you coveting the kitten's rich, tasty kitten food, so knock it off, because you ain't getting any. You can hatch evil plans to acquire the tasty food all you want, but let me remind you, you're a cat, and your strategies have been, at best, dismal failures. Let's refresh, shall we? You headbutted the kitten away from her food. This was the best strategy to date, and you actually got to snarf down some food. Snarf? Oh, really?
Snarf!
And actually got to snarf down some food of some good stuff until I caught you. I can't talk either, apparently. And you were greeted by your arch nemesis, Captain Squirt Gun, and his sidekick, Lieutenant My Foot to Yo Ass, Fat Ass. Me, 1. Tubbins, 0. Brute force no longer an option. You decided to go stealth ops. Lurk. Waiting for the kitten to wander. Then you swoop in on a high-speed raid. That didn't work out so well for you either, did it? Why not? Because at 20-something pounds, you don't swoop very stealthy. There's a reason possums hunt at night, because they'd starve otherwise. Just like you're doing now. Me too, Sumo Cat 0. Taking no chances and sick of having to guard the kitten bowl until she was done, I decided kitten gets to eat up on the counter. You hate that more than anything, don't you? I can see the resentment in your pudgy little face. Why does she get to eat steak up there when I'm eating compressed dust down here? Because I know you can't get up on the counter without a loud, distinctive grunt and making a calamity trying to wiggle your raccoon ass between the wall and the toaster. Me, 3, fat as 0. Clearly, I own you in all sense of the word. You really ought to just get used to the vet's prescribed food. You're gonna be eating it for at least a decade. Which is forever as far as you're concerned, bitch.
For a little bit there, you went into like the sassy black lady.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
But it seemed to work.
It's kind of funny though, because for like almost this whole thing, I wasn't imagining he was talking to a fat cat. I was imagining he was talking to a fat kid who was trying to steal cat food.
Yeah.
Smash this fat ass kid trying to headbutt a kitten out of the way. My food.
That's going to be your kid, Josh.
All right. Well, that was fun. I enjoyed those voices. I like that.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Oh, rat. Well, guess what?
What's that?
I want to know. Well, I've already asked you this already. But for people in the live room, I wish people could see this, but you can click on the link if you're listening to this recorded version and take a look at this picture. If you think this chick is hot, give it a little time to think about that, and then read on. Transgendered Miss Universe Canada contestant takes the stage.
Yeah.
What do you think about this, Jerry Jones? I know you live down in the Bible Belt, and you have your thoughts about these kinds of things, but
Well, I think it's just wrong. It's just wrong on so many levels. But you know, I made a statement, and I'm just going to share this to the world earlier, because apparently he, she, it is post-op, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she has all the lady parts now. And I made a statement, and I hope that the rest of you can enjoy this. at least she would know how to handle a dick.
And so, 10 just punches second. You in the head.
I mean, there would not be any of that, oh, I'm afraid I'm going to do something wrong with it. Because, let's be real, women, you don't have them, so you don't know what to do with them. Fair enough. I understand completely. Same can be said for guys who, you know, you get the idea. But this person has had the best of both worlds. So, truly, truly an equal opportunity employer, if you will.
Well, I mean, okay, put it this way. If none of you knew that this person was post-op, first of all, she looks... like a woman, like yeah. Usually you can tell, like, oh, that was a fucking man, holy crap.
Yeah.
No, this looks like a woman. She got even like the curve in her sides, you know. Yeah. What I mean, like that chicks get.
Yeah.
Can't see, no, there's no bulge because she's post-op.
Yeah.
At the most, maybe the face, and she's a little tall.
Yeah. The tallness does give it away, but you know, as far as the Miss Universes are concerned, they're kind of taller ladies anyway.
Right, because they're modelish, right?
Models, right, exactly. Taller.
But, I mean, this person, if you did not know that she was used to be a guy, I bet over 90% of the people who looked at her were like, damn, you know?
Exactly.
Like, damn, I'd tap that.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I'm not going to lie, because I'm not going to put myself up on a pedestal, because now that I know that she used to be a guy, I would not touch it.
Yeah.
But before that, I was like, wow. And still, I'm kind of like attractive, but I still wouldn't touch it. Just kind of, and it's mostly because I'd be scared. I just don't know how it works.
Factor to it.
Yeah, yeah.
I can say about it.
Because all I can think of is if I were to stick my dick inside of that, I'm afraid like I would bump into something I would not want to bump into. Because that's what they do. They just turn it inside out, right? I'm pretty sure that's what they do.
Yeah. Okay. Like a fitted sheet.
It's like sticking my brownie into a sausage casing.
There you go. Just put your in there, my friend.
But yeah, so just read a little bit here. After much controversy and rule change, the first ever transgender contestant competed in the Miss Universe Canada pageant in Toronto on Thursday night. Jenna Talakova, 23, is from Vancouver, and though she was born male, she underwent sexual reassignment surgery 4 years ago and was allowed to compete. According to the Daily Mail, Talakova was one of 62 women who strut their stuff in evening gowns and bikinis on stage in a panel of 15 judges. The winner will be crowned on Saturday. Wouldn't that be some shit if she won, too?
Yeah.
I'd be really, really like, wow. That's either Canada has some really ugly chicks, or she's really that good-looking, or... Canada is just really open-minded. So
yeah, well, I mean, they got that whole socialism thing going for them, so they probably are somewhat open-minded.
Oh, don't say the word socialism. Jerry might, like, his house might blow up or something. Socialism.
Well, look, I mean, I would. She is like a head taller than most of the women there, though.
She got an ass too. You see this on the live stream? She's in this even guy, and she's probably sticking it out a little bit, but damn. Like, I don't know how I feel about talking like this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, you can't deny it, it's fucking there. But,
yeah.
But I don't know how I feel about thinking that way. I just don't know.
He's very conflicted at the transgendered,
Well, at least I'm married, and I don't have to make a choice.
It's very true. Same here. So, I mean, at the same time, I have to agree. I mean, damn, you know?
Well, kudos to you, Jenna. And whatever your... I wonder what the male name was back in the day.
Probably...
She's 6'1", by the way. Which is pretty tall for a chicky chick.
2 inches taller than me.
Yeah, there you go. So any last thoughts on this? Do you support this? That would be my last question.
Josh.
That's my question to you, sir. And I want your mom to listen to this episode. Do you support this?
God, no.
Wow.
let's keep them all natural, my friend.
All right.
Please. No artificial ladies.
All right. That's well, that's Jerry's opinion, and that's Jerry's opinion.
That's my opinion in a nutshell.
I'm if Jerry and I were to do a political show, that might be an interesting show to listen to, but that might ruin a friendship.
So. I don't talk politics very often, so you'd be hard pressed to get me to do that one.
Oh, alrighty then. Oh. There it is. Any last words on that?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, I know who Jerry's going to be dreaming about tonight. All I gotta say. All right. Gefrierd.
I fart in your general direction.
Oui, oui, magnifique.
Your mother was a hamster. And your father smelt of elderberries.
Gefrierd.
All right. And Jerry, take it away.
Absolutely. This Get Frenched episode is just all chock-a-block full of modern dentistry. Hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Chock-a-block. We can thank you know, all of these wonderful French people for their contributions with modern dentistry. This was actually done back in the 1800s by Pierre Foucaud, which actually
Foucaud.
I mean, it's. Let's get real.
This guy just knocks you out with laughing gas and then fucks your face hard.
Exactly. But no, modern dentistry, which I have to admit is a pretty cool contribution. You know, because otherwise we'd be all, you know, with jacked up teeth.
Well, what is old time dentistry? Like chisel and hammer?
They just keep punching you until your teeth fall out.
They tie you to a horse, your mouth.
Yeah. Now, when I says modern dentistry, that's using the anesthetics and things like that, trying to keep a clean environment. You know, the basics. More hygienic dentistry, it should be pointed out here.
You get back in the old days, you used to get dentures with, like, rat turds stuck between the teeth.
Exactly. That's how they held it together.
The wooden teeth.
Teeth made of elephant ivory. Oh, the list goes on. Yes. But yeah, but you know, I still I can't deny this is a good thing. Now, granted, a lot of people around here in my region of the country tend to ignore the dentistry part of things, and there's a reason that it's called a toothbrush. It was invented in the South.
Whoever has the most teeth is mayor.
That's it. We count them. But no, and you can't work at a Waffle House if you have more than three teeth. So,
damn it.
It's just...
My dreams are crushed.
But, you know, the French, just full of great stuff. But, you know, you think about it. That also means that this guy invented all of the tools and the procedures that go along with
the torture devices.
This guy basically figured out a way to legally torture people.
Dude, some of those things are scary.
Are you kidding? What I hate is the dental hygienists that get after you with that metal hook thing, and they're like scraping your teeth, and they're like, "Your gums are bleeding." No shit, bitch!
You stabbed me in the goddamn gums.
And you know,
you should have punched him in the nose. Your nose is bleeding.
I mean, it's really common sense dictates, but that's that right there, in and of itself, is French people. Why we still hate you?
Fuck you. All right. With that said, I believe we should move on to insult of the week.
Insult of the week.
This one goes out to you.
Hey, buddy. Fuck you! So, do you want to say this one together?
Sure, why not?
All right, it's going to be a long one. Here we go. This one goes out to everyone.
Everyone.
I fucking hate you all.
All.
Fuck you! That was Jared's doing right there. Because he's a happy person, of course. So that's all I got to say with that.
I'll go drown in a ditch.
And of course, every week we have these special our special guests coming onto the show, the Nostradamuses. The Nostradamus prophecies, here we go.
The Nostradamus prophecies.
All right. Oh!
Hey there, how you doing? Everybody's ready for this whole prophecy. Let's go ahead and do some prophecies here.
Okay,
I'll go ahead and get us started. You okay with that?
I'm okay. Here we go.
Okay. I predict by the year 2051, all contestants in the Miss Universe pageant will have been males before.
Oh, that's a very astute of you there.
Yeah, I mean, it's already happening. I'm pretty good at this stuff, you know. Yeah,
maybe we should get with the style. We should let's go cut off our dicks.
I think I'll keep mine.
Are you sure? You can hang it around your neck like a necklace.
Yeah, this is true. It would make a very nice necklace.
So it's a lucky...
I would think it would be a little small.
It's a lucky talisman, man. I sound like a hippie. I don't know what's wrong with me. I've been spending too much time in Jersey.
You're just having flashbacks. It's okay. Oh, we got...
All right. Well, here goes mine. I think by the 2029 that everyone will be shitting out cupcake sausages and eating them for dinner.
Ah, really? No, that sounds good. Do you think they'll be kosher?
Of course they'll be kosher. Well, you know what? I bet we can make a killing off of that. I bet the Jews will be the only one shitting out kosher chocolate sausage poo.
Absolutely, that'd be great.
And if you squeeze your dick in the right way, you'll squeeze out some of the raspberry jam you can put on top.
Ah, I'm game.
Ah, all right, let's do it. Hard off to the bathroom. Let's go. That was the Nostradamus prophecies. Thank you.
You know what? It brightens my week every time to hear you struggle with that voice.
I hate slipping out of it. Oh,
you became German all of a sudden.
Yeah, no, it's...
You're like, you're German, and then you're German, you know?
all right. That's because I am German, and Germans don't like Jews, of course, apparently. just like Jerry Jones doesn't like black people, I guess.
Oh God.
That's not true. All right. Plugs, Jerry, baby back ribs, Joe's.
You know, I could go for some baby back ribs. All right, everyone, for what it matters, you can find me on Newgrounds at MrBipolar.Newgrounds.com. I'm there, always available for the voice work, though please write a reasonable script, for the love of God. Second, you can find me at Twitter at MrBipolarJerry. Follow me there. Yay. You can all hunt me on Facebook. You'll never find me. Ha. And then if you need traffic to your website, that's something I'm very, very good at. So you can go to Fiverr, that's with two R's, .com/MrBipolar. I've got 2 gigs on there right now. I can get you hits to your website like it ain't no thing.
Jerry,
pay me $5.
Jerry,
I'll help you out.
Jerry is very good at human trafficking.
I am very good at it. Very good. And don't you forget it, damn it.
For $5. Oh, crap. I keep bumping it. And you do it for $5 only.
Yeah, I'll do it for $5. I'll hook you up. I'll send you over 1,000 of them. And just so you're not the only one doing it, Josh. There. I hit mine too.
I did like 10 times. Jesus.
I know. I was hearing it all through. So now you're not alone on that one.
Oh, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I see. I do appreciate you.
So, that's all of my plugs for this week. So, we'll move on to Josh Burnt Cracker Musser.
I'm always burnt. Seriously. Anyway.
It's that fair skin of yours.
Moving on. Okay. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Josh and Ya. That's JASHINYA. Check out the other podcast that I do with that's currently on a hiatus, but you can check it out. It's voiceactingradio.com. I don't know if there's anything else. You can, of course, check me out on Newgrounds at Josh and Yeah. It's newgrounds.com/Josh and Yeah. If you're an animator, of course, finish your scripts and finish your goddamn animations.
Thank you. Yes.
And
God.
And about the show for Uncivilized Behavior, you can go to Google Plus, add it to your circles, Uncivilized Behavior, search it, or UB Show. Facebook.com/Uncivilized Behavior. Twitter at UB Show. Our email is UBShow@gmail.com. Send us everything that you want to our email, including.
Well, naked pictures.
Okay. I was going to say you missed your cue.
I was doing a dramatic pause.
Oh. Naked pictures. All right. You can find the show on iTunes. Subscribe for free. Rate, comment, give 5 stars, all that cool stuff. Appreciate it. Our website, again, is uncivilizedbehavior.com, where you can check out Cocktails with Punch. You can also donate if you feel like supporting the show in like completely without having to buy anything.
Give us money.
And we appreciate that as well. But the most important thing is to tell your friends about the show and have them listen, because the more listeners, the more awesome and the more fun and the more things that we can do with the show. So appreciate
it. And the closer to a cult we actually are.
Yes. Appreciate all your support. And do you have anything else to say, Jerry Baby Back Rib Jones? Man, I sound autistic.
You can all go get bent.
Say goodbye, sir.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye, motherfucker. It's an angry vagina.
You look at it and it goes
swollen and angry.
5's Entertainment Production.
What?